Yes.
I'd rather to have the spiritual gifts. Can you raise your little hand? I thank God for the spiritual gifts,
oh,
Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord.
I thank you for the righteousness. I thank you for the peace, God, in this good salvation. What a joy that we have. The title of my message this morning, don't fall out of your seats. Like I said, Brother Jason's doing excellent. Title of my message this morning is When Santa Claus Stole Christmas. When Santa Claus Stole Christmas. Our reading in the 11th chapter of 2 Corinthians start with verse 2. Paul's writing to the Corinthian church. He said, "For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy. For I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ.
Yes.
But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through the subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if you receive another spirit, which you have not received, or another gospel, which you have not accepted, you might well bear with him." Verse 13, "For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. To be transformed is taking on a charming form." And I've never seen such an age of deceit that we're living in. People anymore believe anything.
Yeah.
You know that? They believe in anything except God and his truth. And I'd rather have the Lord than I would anything in this whole wide world.
Yeah.
Verse 4 says and talks about people receiving another spirit. The serpent, the devil, is beguiling. He's deceiving people.
Yeah.
Verse 14 says that Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Why does he do this? Number one, he seeks to deceive people and leading and drawing them away from Christ so that they'll miss heaven and be lost. He desires, number two, he desires people's attention to be looked up to and to receive glory. All it amounts to is he wants to take Jesus's place and be worshipped. That's all he's ever wanted since he got cast out of heaven. Jesus has to be number one in your life. He has to be your everything and your all and on. All in all, none can ever take Jesus's place. Jesus has to be your all in all, or he's not Lord at all in your life.
Yes.
Oh God, we should not be surprised to find the devil right in the middle of the world's most celebrated holiday.
Right.
Lucifer's desire has been to dethrone God and exalt himself. Isaiah chapter 14 says that he desires worship, and even told Jesus that time in the temptation in the wilderness, fall down and worship me. One of these days soon, he will sit in a rebuilt temple in Jerusalem in the form of a man called the Antichrist and will demand the world's attention to worship him and receive his mark. So when Santa, or I should say Satan, took the real meaning of Christmas away from our children, he took the Christ child away. God, God's only son and gift of salvation, and replaced him with a fake and a fraud. And Satan is an imposter. He is an imitator. He is an impersonator. Don't you ever forget the Bible in James said every perfect gift and every good gift is from above. Ain't you glad this morning that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that if we'll believe in him, we don't have to perish but have everlasting life. I'm glad that Mary was a virgin. Hallelujah. Who could ever believe that a little child could be born of a virgin? That angel a long time ago, Gabriel, came into her and said, "You're highly favored of God." I said, "The Holy Ghost is going to come upon you, and that holy thing that shall be born of thee will be the Son of God. And when you have him, thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." Who could ever believe that God would leave the glory world and Emmanuel would come down and God would dwell with human beings in the form of a man? Raise your little hand and say, "He loved me that much that he took upon him flesh and bone, and the blood that flowed through his veins was the blood of Emmanuel." He got his blood from the Father. I'm telling you this morning, Jesus is perfect and he is pure. His blood is royal and his blood is holy, and no other way can you be saved other than through and by Jesus. And God has highly exalted him and given him a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. I'm telling you, he's greater than Santa Claus. He's greater than the world and every material thing in it. I'm saying this morning, Jesus, I want your spirit and I want the spiritual gifts, oh God. Raise your little hand and wave it to the Lord. I'd rather have God than anything that anybody could buy me and put in a box with a ribbon and a bow and under a Christmas tree. Can I tell you, I got a star on the top of my Christmas tree, and the lights are lit up and the bulbs are beautiful. But I'm telling you, there was a star that shined out of Jacob. Hallelujah. It rose up in Galilee, and there ain't no light like this light. He's a light of the world. He's a light to them that walk in darkness. He's a bright and a morning star. Hallelujah. He is the Son of God. He is the royal king. Hallelujah. Raise your hand and praise him.
Amen. Praise God.
I could easily preach this, but I need to teach it. So who is this plump, jolly bringer of gifts with snow white hair and a white beard dressed in royal red? We're going to go somewhere you'll never see anything. I've got much hours of study.
Come on.
In this, he took the real meaning of Christmas away from our children.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, God.
That's right.
Before I go any farther, you might think that Santa Claus is innocent and it's harmless. It ain't for little children. There's nothing, you'll say, a lot of people say, there's nothing bad in pretending and having fun. It's just a game. Oh, no, no, no. There's something more sinister and evil hidden beneath the camouflage of this man in red, wearing white beard and white hair. Books portray him, listen, portrays him, and TV displays him. Songs are sung about him. And I just wonder, Brother Jason, how the Lord feels in the Christmas season. Yeah. No glory given to God. No glory looking to his Son and being thankful for what Jesus has given and done.
Yes.
Oh, God.
The malls, the stores and the malls give out invitations on the news. Come and bring your little children to meet him. Uh-huh. How many professing Christians are drawn to this myth because it is so popular?
Think about it.
By the world around us.
Come on.
Oh, how they exalt Santa. Hang on. Oh, mommies and daddies, be careful that you don't unknowingly pay homage to this great impersonator.
Yes.
It is a fanciful, destructive lie fabricated to draw little children's minds away from Christ, the giver of life. Saint Nicholas is not a jolly old man dressed in a red suit who lives at the North Pole. To many, Santa is elevated to the level of deity.
Yeah.
In a sense, he has become a god for 2 months out of the year. All the Christmas shopping and decorations of Santa. Let's now notice the attributes. That's what I want to focus on, Brother Jason. The attributes and the characteristics of our God that is attributed to this supernatural figure dressed up as Santa Claus who brings children gifts.
Yeah.
I want you to know that everything God does, the devil will try to counterfeit it.
Yeah.
Every time.
Everything. He wants to take God's place. He wants the glory. He wants people to look at him. So he uses mankind. He dwells in man to get people to look to him. They don't really realize it, but they're paying homage to Satan. Yeah. Number one.
Right.
Santa Claus is omniscient. He's omniscient. He's all-knowing, and he knows everything. He's all-knowing like God.
Yeah.
Children are taught that Santa knows when you've been naughty or nice and when you've been good or bad. Oh, Lord. And he knows it about every little child in the whole world.
Yes, we've got to know that.
Santa keeps a record. Look now, so does God.
Mm-hmm.
God is omniscient. Santa is portrayed as knowing all your little children's needs and wants and desires.
Think about that.
Santa keeps a record. He knows your name, he knows your age, and even knows your address.
Yeah.
See how he takes the Lord's place?
Yeah.
The Bible says concerning our God, the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. So Satan is taught by the parents.
In every place.
Our parents are teaching their little children that Santa knows all about you.
Yes.
Come on now.
Dear God, help us.
Oh, God.
Number two, he's omnipresent. He's everywhere at one time, all over the world.
Come on.
He has the supernatural ability to visit billions of homes in one single night. That's millions every second. Does that sound familiar? Jesus is faster than the light of a lightning that flashes across the sky when he comes. But yet Santa's sleigh filled with all the gifts and all the speed of lightning that flashes across the sky, the reindeer, the innocents of it all. And he can visit every little home and make every little child happy with a gift. He's omniscient. He knows everything all about you. He's omnipresent. He fills the whole heavens and every home. Oh, God.
Come on, but come.
Jeremiah 23:24. Can any hide himself that I shall not see him, saith the Lord? Do not I feel heaven and earth? God is everywhere. Jesus says, I'm in the midst of two or three that are gathered together in my name all over this world. Psalms 139, whither shall I go from thy spirit? Lord, you're in the heavens. If I make my bed in hell, you're there. Even if I go into the uttermost parts of the sea, even there, Lord, shall you see me and be with me. Holy God. Can I say now, number three, he's omnipotent. He has all power, mighty and strong. He has the ability to carry all the presence. tons of toys with him and deliver them to over a billions of children. He flies through the air with his supernatural reindeer in a chariot sleigh. Does that sound familiar? That our God travels in a chariot of fire? Can you see through this morning that Satan is camouflaged? He's camouflaged himself with this Santa Claus figure to have little children to look to him for their needs and their wants to make them happy.
Come on.
Well, y'all ain't never heard this before, have you? Jesus Christ is all the omnipotent one. Matthew 28, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Number four, Santa Claus lives at the North Pole.
Well,
isn't that interesting? Why the North? Now, this ain't by accident. And a natural man, did not figure all of this out without being inspired by Satan to do it.
Right.
There's a spirit behind this drives this Christmas season.
Come on.
North, the North Pole, above all of us. What about God? Where does he dwell? Isaiah 40:22. It is he that sitteth up on the circle of the earth, up on it. Isaiah 14, it was Lucifer. Listen, the devil that wanted to dethrone God, that made this statement, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. Where at? I will sit also up on the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. Ain't that amazing?
Come on.
Hallelujah. I want to tell you this morning. I feel the Holy Ghost. The devil wants your children.
Yeah.
He wants them lied to. He wants them to get their attention upon a man and upon the season that has completely rejected God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
Hallelujah. Psalms 48:2. Beautiful for situation. The joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. I want you to know there ain't no man that lives on the North Pole. Hallelujah. It's a fake figure. He's an impersonator. Come on. Hallelujah. He's a fraud. And he wants to steal the real meaning of Christmas away from the United States of America and the whole world. Raise your little hand and praise him. There's only one that sets up on a throne that is high and lifted up, and his glory fills the temple, and that is the Lord God Jehovah, and at his right hand is Jesus, the Son of the living God. And yes, when he comes, he's coming, hallelujah, as the lightning shineth out of the east even unto the west. He'll come like lightning. He'll light up the whole world. This is the Jesus that I'm talking about, and we must serve him and be ready. It ain't Santa Claus. It ain't the gifts of the sleigh and the reindeer and Rudolph with the red nose, but it is God. He's coming. I said Jesus is coming in the glory of his Father with all of the heavenly host, with all of the angels, and he's going to call us up out of here. Raise your hand and say, thank God, I want to be ready. I'm looking to Jesus. My eyes are up on God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He's got them all.
Number five, Santa Claus wears the most beautiful, eye-catching, bright, dazzling red. Wonder why? What about our Jesus? Revelation 19:13.
Oh, yeah.
John said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a sound of a voice like a trumpet. And I wheeled around to look and to see who it was that spake unto me. And there was one dressed in royalty walking among the seven golden candlesticks.
Yes.
Representing the church age. Did you know Jesus is right here in this building this morning?
Yes.
It's one of his churches, amen. And he walks in our midst desiring our praise. He wants the glory. No glory. God said, I will share my glory with no man.
Nobody.
And all the glory goes to me, for every good and every perfect gift is from above. I send them. Oh, I feel the Lord, Brother Jason. I send them. God sends them. Hallelujah.
Yes,
oh, John said, I saw him in a vision, and he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, the royal crimson stream of blood, and his name is called the Word of God. When Jesus went to trial, they put on him a scarlet robe, portraying him as a king. Scarlet is bright red. You come too late, devil. I'll not pay you any homage. I despise your image. I'll look to Jesus for every good and every perfect gift. Did you know, ain't that amazing how deceitful this world is? There, right now, there's probably 10,000 or 100,000 Santa Clauses all across America.
Yes.
It's true.
Bring them in. We'll have a place right here in the middle of the hall of the mall. We'll have it all decorated up, a nice, big, beautiful throne for a seat. And there, come on, Johnny, come on, Susie. I want you to go over there, and I want you to sit. Johnny, you sit on one little knee, one big knee of Santa Claus, and little Susie, you go over there and sit on another.
Yeah.
He'll wrap his arms around you. He'll look at you. And I want you to tell Santa Claus really what you want for Christmas. Ain't that amazing?
Come on.
This world is full of covetousness. This world is full of material things. Ain't it amazing that people go and they'll buy Sister Carol and they'll buy things to make their family happy. They'll buy all kind of gadgets and all kind of games and all kind of pleasurable things, nice things. Oh, Lord, but it'll never make you happy if you don't have God in your heart.
That's right.
Raise your little hand and praise Him unless you have Jesus. This one dressed in royalty, the real Son of God, unless you have Him. So just tell Santa Claus, tell Him you've been good. You desire that gift. You deserve that gift. He'll wrap his arms around, he'll whisper to you, and he'll say, he'll wrap his arm around you, what do you want me to bring you this Christmas? I despise this.
Come on.
You all think I'm crazy? No, I am not crazy. It get worse all the time. People look to man to satisfy every longing in their heart. You're looking in the wrong places. And the devil, it pleases him when people's attention is drawn to these things. The devil gets glory.
That's it.
He gets glory.
Right.
Huh. Number six. Y'all ever see any of this? You ever study it? Santa has a beautiful whitest hair and a white beard.
Think about it.
Ooh. Well, if that don't get your attention. John the Revelator said, I saw Jesus in a vision on the Isle of Patmos. His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow.
Yeah.
This thing ain't innocent.
Exactly right.
This thing is not innocent. My dad told me, and I don't know where he heard it from. I wish that, you know, Brother Earl, if I had it all to do over, I would have asked Daddy a whole lot more questions and I would have wrote the answers down. We don't think of it when they're alive, you know that?
Right.
And we think, oh, I'd like to talk to Daddy and ask him about this. But he knew a certain family that just hog wild over Santa Claus, and they raised their children. Didn't raise them in church. The parents got saved later on. Kids growed up. The mommy and daddy said, please go to church with us. Please go to church with us. And they said, well, you lied to us when we were little. You told us about a Santa Claus, and you put them gifts under and said Santa Claus delivered. You even went outside when the snow was on. It was a particular year, Dad said. And they put went out there and somehow put steps all around the chimney like this right here, and they covered their tracks all the way back into the house and left the steps right there, and took the kids out there and said, Santa Claus landed with his sleigh right here, is where he went up and went down the chimney and brought you your gifts. Wow. I don't want to hear it, Mom and Dad. I'm sorry. You didn't serve God. You didn't take me to church when I was little and teach me about Jesus. And why do you expect me to do it now? Oh, you lied to me. You deceived me. And all those years of my innocency, I believed that there was a Santa Claus. And later I found that there was no real Santa Claus. It was all made up. We don't want your religion, Mom and Dad.
Come on.
Oh, God.
Come on, buddy. Exactly what's going on.
Daniel the prophet saw him over 500 years before Jesus came to the earth. Daniel 7:9. And the Ancient of Days did sit. The hair of his head was pure wool.
Think of that.
Oh, God. Number 7. Santa is looked at as being eternal. He never gets old. He's faithful, faithful, faithful every year. In the eyes of a child, he has always existed. What about Jesus? Revelation 1:8, Jesus told John, I am Alpha, Omega. None before me, there shall be none after me. I am the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. Isaiah prophesied of Christ is coming, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, and the Everlasting Father. Everlasting Father. Woo! Number 8. Santa Claus has spiritual helpers called elves. Noah Webster 18 and 28 dictionary, elves comes from the word elf, meaning a spirit and a ghost. Lord have mercy.
About that.
So God has spirits. He has angels that ministers to us in our needs. Come on.
Yeah.
God sends angels down to minister for the heirs of salvation. Santa Claus has spirits. Santa Claus has elves working for him, assisting him. Do you see the correlation? Do you see the counterfeit? Do you see the copying of God?
Yeah.
Yeah. Bible speaks of ministering spirits that minister for the heirs of salvation. These are the Lord's angels that assist the Lord in his work to help and to bring blessings to mankind. Santa has it.
Yeah.
Number 9. Santa loves children. He loves for little children to be placed upon his lap. He takes them in his arms and holds them. Parents say, it's all right, honey. He won't hurt you. Go and sit on Santa's lap and tell him what you want. Amazing, ain't it? What about Jesus? Come on. He loves children. Matthew 19:14, Jesus said, suffer, allow little children to come unto me and forbid them not.
Come on.
Hallelujah, to come unto me. Then were brought unto him little children that he should put his hands on them. And he took them, Jesus took them up into his arms and blessed them.
Thank you, Lord.
Come on. Woo! Hallelujah to God. I'd rather God to hold me with you.
Yeah.
Raise your hand and praise him. I know the real true meaning of Christmas. It's not like I'm teaching this morning that you all didn't know, but I want you to know that the age we're living in is full of deceit, and the little children need to learn about God and Jesus. Little children that he should lay his hands on them, take him up into his lap and hold them in his arms. Listen, devil, you're a counterfeiter. You're trying to steal God's glory and to put yourself into the life of little children instead of God.
Hey, praise God. Yeah. Thank God.
Number 10.